views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. How you doing out there? My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We are sponsored by all the good people in Shasta County and some of the surrounding counties as well that keep us afloat here, and we'll be having an upcoming dinner here pretty soon that we'll talk about in a minute. Today is February 23rd, 2014, and we are streaming worldwide. You can go to KCNR1460.com and go to the chat room and get in on the chat room. It's a lot of fun there. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived. And you can friend me on Facebook as well. You have to pardon me. I'm breathing a little bit here. I'm trying to breathe anyway. I'm still got this whatever it is. And so I'm going to make it through it. But, yeah, it's I feel myself heavy breathing into the mic. I can't even stop
it. We might have to shut it off over there.
It's true.
Get too bad.
Yeah, right. You'd love me to shut my mic off.
Yeah. I have to admit, sometimes it's nice, you know.
Yeah, you're not
what
trying.
What are sisters for?
What are you trying to say? I talk too much?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes.
So anyway.
Depends the subject.
I have a quote here. Might doesn't make you right, but we know the left is theft.
Okay, and who said that one?
I did. That's me. So anyway, I made that up this morning. I thought it was kind of good. And so let's see what else have we got here. You got any veterans events?
We do on the 26th of this month, February 26th at 8:45 a.m. We have a salute to the veterans at Parsons Junior High. So again, that is the 26th at 8:45 a.m. And it's a salute to all the veterans. And I believe that they also have like a little lunch thing afterwards. So it's a great program that they put on over there. So go out, show your support. Veterans, attend. It's a great thing.
Very good, very good. Okay, so we've got plenty of news this week. There's a bunch of stuff that's just going on out there. Can't get to it all, but we'll try. One of the things I posted on my Facebook page today is about don't let the IRS silence you. This comes from Tom Witten at Judicial Watch. 2 weeks ago, I told you about the new IRS campaign to kill the conservative movement with proposed regulations and paperwork. And this week, we want to tell you guys what to do about it. Go to Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org. Excuse me. And there's a petition going on there and a way to make public comment about the new IRS rules. Here's the message in a nutshell. President Obama's Internal Revenue Service has, quietly announced new rules seemingly designed to silence the growing conservative grassroots and Tea Party movie in America. Our First Amendment rights are in jeopardy. Please join in the fight now. The new rules from the IRS will keep citizens from holding public officials accountable, silence citizens, and chill the very purpose of the grassroots movements. So tell the IRS it's impractical, burdensome, unacceptable to the IRS to interject itself, unacceptable for the IRS to interject itself in the inner workings of every citizens group in the country. The IRS is supposed to be collecting revenue, not snooping and trampling on the First Amendment rights of citizens. American citizens don't need permission from the IRS in order to be active in grassroots movements. To stop unfairly attacking the Tea Party and other 501c4 and c3 groups. The IRS is now allowing public comment on these rule changes, so if you're outraged as I am by this, please click in, there's a box in there, go to judicialwatch.org, it's judicialwatch.org, and let your thoughts be heard. So that's the first order of business. A couple things happening in Missouri. Missouri Senate votes to nullify federal gun control, 23-10. So, you know, here's Missouri stepping to the forefront, and they're showing us what it's like. Supposed to be in, it's the show-me state.
There you go.
So they're showing us. So they've, it's a bill that virtually seeks to nullify every federal gun control measure on the books, whether past, present, or future. Passed in the Senate Thursday, SB 613 would ban the state from enforcing virtually all federal gun control measures, including criminal charges for federal agents attempting to violate the right to keep and bear arms in Missouri. Measure passed 23-10.
Nice.
Now, let's go to Missouri again, leading in to the front here. Agenda 21 vote. Missouri House bans U.S. sustainability program. Now, let me tell all you people out there listening, we heard from the local schmokel, wretched Fleshlight and several of these guys out there. I won't name any names, Bruce Ross. But they kept telling us there's no such thing as Agenda 21.
That's correct.
And there's no UN plot for sustainability and regional government. Well, obviously, the Missouri thinks, Missouri House thinks there is because they voted to ban it. So what is it? Is it maybe that our local guys are not reporting the news? I mean, you know, we hear about, oh, we get it right and all this crap out there about, they're not reporting anything. They black everything out. So what's the deal? You know, why is Agenda 21 in Missouri different than it is in the Reading in the state of California?
That also shows that we can do the same thing Missouri's doing here, whether they're on board or not.
Yeah, so they've actually adopted a plan to outlaw Agenda 21 sustainability plans. And so there was a spirited discussion, evidently, in the Republican-controlled House, and that's what we need to do is maybe get a Republican-controlled House and Senate and get rid of the liar and thief out there. I'm sorry, the commander-in-chief. And so, you know, we need to take our country back from these people.
Yes, we do.
They're implementing these nasty rules that take away our freedom that don't seem to be get reported in the mainstream news, and it sort of is a burr under my saddle, if you couldn't tell. Here's another one. Obama administration's TPP trade officials receive hefty bonuses from big banks. Now, this is one has been kept under the wire, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiations that we've been talking about for months don't seem to make the mainstream news either. Now, why is that? This comes from the Republic report, and that's the republicreport.org. And so officials tapped the Obama administration to lead the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiations, have received multi-million dollar bonuses from Citigroup and Bank America. Financial disclosures obtained by the public report show. Stefan Selig, a Bank America investment banker nominated to become the Undersecretary for International Trade at the Department of Commerce, received more than $9 million in bonus pay, as he was nominated to join the administration in November. Do you guys see a conflict of interest here at all? Michael Froman, another guy, U.S. Trade Representative, received over $4 million as a part of a multiple exit payment when he left Citigroup to join the Obama administration. Do we see a pattern here?
Yeah, there's a lot of other things going on with some of them bankers too.
Just saying,
you know. Some of them are disappearing or...
Oh, yeah, a lot of them,
you know, a lot of them
like
are
flies lately. Yeah, there's like
committing
seven.
Committing suicide.
Yeah, there's been like seven down. One committed suicide, I believe it was Colorado, by shooting himself seven or eight times with a nail gun.
Yeah.
In the torso and the head. Although I'm not sure how you shoot yourself more than once in the head with a nail gun, but one couple of guys jumping off roofs. You know, these are all seem to be connected through the Commodities Trading Commission out of J.P. Morgan.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. So that's on the news headlines as well. So... Anyway, that's a couple of things of note that the mainstream, lamestream, local yokel don't report anything except the weather, and then they don't even do that because if you can't see those big trails in the sky, then you must be blind or stupid because something's going on. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what it is, but you know something. I don't even know if it's bad for us, but those aren't like normal weather patterns, guys. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, that's all I got for this
okay,
morning.
Okay, well, before we go to a break here, let's talk about the fundraiser that we have coming up in March. March 8th at Wind River.
Before I go off the rails. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
At 4:30, the doors open. Dinner's at 6:30. This fundraiser is So we can collect the money or have people support us to fund these radio programs for the next year. The programs are very educational, as the folks know out there, and this is just a real good way to help us, you know, get the support. There's a lot of fun. We'll have dinner. A lot of guns, a lot of different things on the auction table. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, either stop by Jones Fort or give me a call at 221-0101 or come to the Reading Tea Party on Monday nights at 6 p.m. I'll have tickets. We're starting to fill up. So if you want your space, you need your ticket, you need to know what you're eating so that you don't get left out.
Okay,
so again,
good.
That's on March 8th.
So we'll come back with our guest, B.D. Erickson from Montana, and we'll be talking about SADC. And there we go. We'll go
all
to
right.
the break right now. And
okay, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Our top story, business owners are slashing employee hours due to the new health care law. But first, news of a missing white person.
Wake up in the morning, 10 minutes late. I hit the snooze like a Chris Brown date. I brush all my teeth, I'm driving, and I'm on my way. But I'm bored when I walk into the joint. I'm more confused than Joe Namath with a coin. My boss's memo says starting today.
I'm working 1-5. My hours keep on falling. Now I'm not full-time. And the creditors keep calling. Said I could keep my plan. I'm no longer a believer. New deductible so high you think it's devil's giving the people. I'm working 1-5. Not trying to be controversial, but I'm home and I'm watching J.G. Wentworth commercials. Say goodbye full time and hello to underemployment, cause I'm working fewer hours than a Fatty Bird High School. I'm working 1-5. No, I'm no longer out there toiling. My work schedule is less complete than a Sochi toilet. For the New York Times telling me it's liberating. From what it isn't clear, I guess employee compensation. I'm working 1-5. I'm insecure and broke, that's right. Working 1-5. Like the Obamacare website. Working 1-5. It's just a simple task. It's like they drill the Keystone XL pipeline directly up my.
Log living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
Yeah, we might be dancing the Macarena here this morning. We're having trouble getting our guest on the line, so I guess I'll just have to.
Sometimes it happens. Start so dancing, bear with us.
Start dancing the Macarena here. Yeah.
In the shower.
In the shower. Hey, Macarena. Yeah, you guys forget that. That's not.
That was really a bad visual you put in the chat room this morning, Mark.
That's just wrong.
That's just sick and wrong. I don't care who you are. You know.
Well, let's see. What else can we do here? I'm not sure what's going to happen. We might not have our guest today. Something's going on. We can't get through to him.
Yeah, we're trying. Bear with us, folks. So, we're trying.
With that, let me talk about – I have a quote here from Thomas Jefferson. It says, God forbid that we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. The people can not be all and always well informed. The part which is wrong will be discontented, and the portion to the importance of the facts they misconceive. If they remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is lethargy, the forerunner of death to the Republic of Liberty. And what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time? That this people preserve the spirit of resistance. Let them take up arms. The remedy is to set them right as to facts. Pardon and pacify them. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is the natural manure. Now, I know that was probably not politically correct, that the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. But, you know, that's really what he was talking about, was basically that we need to have a revolution almost every 20 years is kind of his take on things.
Wow.
Because the powers that be would always try to take more and more and more, just like we're seeing today. And so it just, you know, one thing after another.
Right. Once corruption starts.
Yeah. Once
it's pretty hard to stop it if there's no deterrent.
It's true. And so, you know, we need to be vigilant about this whole thing. And you can just see it in the day-to-day headlines from, you know, I mean, the ship is turning. I think the tide is turning, but it's slow and not as fast as people want it to be. And I think it's going to be hard. And we as patriots out there must realize that this is not going to be an easy thing. You know, God forbid that we ever get to some kind of a real conflict. But we can win this battle right now just by getting involved out there, by getting involved locally and with your state. And with the elections and the federal, and talking to your representatives and so forth, and understanding, you know, like they said in the last hour in We the People, you have to understand the facts of the issues. You have to get involved, not necessarily throw your guys under the bus, but hold them accountable and understand what's going on with voting these bills up and down. So anyway, let's see what else.
Anyway,
I got
a question in the chat room or something. Okay. They wanted to go over about the fundraiser that we're doing in March.
Go ahead.
The question's about if you buy a table versus tickets, what happens? Okay. If you purchase a table for $400, you get dinner for eight for that $400. Also, you get $300 worth of raffle tickets in the package. So your table actually only costs you $100. Then also, if you're a business in that package, we will not only advertise your business for free on our programs, but the station will for a whole month. So hopefully that answers the question out there for the people. And with those raffle tickets, you have to know that there will be tables of $50, $100, $200, and $300, which all have guns on them and other stuff. So your chances of winning are really good. So
I don't think the tables actually have guns on them.
The
I think
$50 and the $100 and $200 do.
Oh.
Yes.
But when you buy, so let me see if I got this straight. When I buy a table, there's a gun on it?
Well, could be. Yeah. That's another thing. You do get drawn. If you buy a table, you have a chance to win a gun.
Oh,
for doing that.
I thought maybe there was like a 45 next to the fork and the spoon.
Well, you never know.
You heat with a bayonet.
You never know what we might pull off. So there you go.
You just never know what can happen here, you know, so.
Yeah, and also I should mention who the speakers shall be or who will be in attendance. We're going to have Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of America, of California.
Right.
We have Sheriff Lopey coming out of Siskiyou County. We have Doug LaMoffa that's in attendance, and we have a few other ones we're working on. So you never know who might be there and show up that you can talk to and ask questions.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have Sam Paredes Monday at the tea party at 6 p.m. at Bonnie V. Baptist as well.
That's correct.
So he'll come in and tell us about what's new in the legislature and so forth, and you know, give us some updates on the latest gun legislation and you know, this new decision out of the Ninth Circuit was actually pro Second Amendment.
I thought I misheard it when I heard it on the radio because it's like the Ninth Circuit.
That's not the same crazy court. Ninth Circuit guys, is it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, you know, life's like a box of chocolate, only we, you know, I'd rather pick the chews instead of the nuts type thing.
Something like that.
So that'll be interesting. And so we encourage everybody out there to attend and get involved. You know, I don't care whether it's the Tea Party or Gun Owners of America or California or, you know, Judicial Watch or any of these organizations, take your pick, that are starting to turn the battleship around and head back towards the Constitution. You need to get out there and get involved and start, you know, understanding what the issues are. You know, you can't sit there and watch football and hockey and the Olympics and then show up at a meeting and know what's going on. It takes a little while to get informed. And these issues are a lot of times very complicated, you know, in the scope of what we're talking about, whether it's federal, local, state, regional, you know, and we're getting, you know, pressure from all these different places. I mean, you've got, you know, Muslim thing going on, the Middle East thing going on, you've got water rights, you've got Second Amendment. I mean, we're under full-blown attack from the left and other parties in the world to get rid of our freedom. So we need
to. And people are starting to wake up in certain areas. I saw that the veterans are on a mission, I guess you could call it, to stand together this year. And what's going on with our government.
Oh yeah, that's right. I saw that where the veterans are actually starting to do get out the vote so that we can turn the ship around that way. So.
Yeah, they're starting to group together, which is sometimes hard to do across different wars and different services branches of service that they, devoted their life to. But they are starting to stand together, and that's a lot of people. So it's time that everybody realizes how good this can be for us.
I totally agree with that. So with that, we can probably go to a break right now. I'm not sure our guest is going to show up, but let's go to a break. We'll come back, and let's see where we go.
Okay, if you want to call in, if there's something you want to talk about, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
No matter what you do.
people and sovereign minds want to invite you to the second annual banquet and fundraiser for Conservative Talk Radio at Wind River Casino on March 8th. Doors open at 4:30, dinner is at 6:30. There will be an auction, raffle, and a dessert auction with dinner. For more information, contact Patrick Jones at 530-222-3223 or Linda Kent at 221-0101. Wind River Casino, March 8th, 2014. Thank you for your support.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank every person who helped with the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It was a great success. Looks like we might see rain and snow sometime soon, so with that in mind, let's keep those kerosene tanks full. If you're one of those folks who have not touched your heater in about 10 years, give Johnny a call and think about trading in on a brand new one. If you have a new diesel truck and you need depth urea fluid, stop by. We have it in the 2.5-gallon jugs now, ready to go. We also have red off-road diesel at all three locations. If you'd like a CFN card, call Sherry and she'll get you set up an account for your business or personal use. Northern Lights Energy, not the cheapest, but there before you need us. Corning, see Robin. Weaverville, see Michelle. And Redding, see the rest of us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Looks like it might be a beautiful day. There could actually be blue skies out there. I'm not sure if they're...
That'd be scary.
Still spraying the non-existent chemtrails.
But we'll take it. So, and don't forget, it is the gun show this weekend. Today's the last day.
Oh, that's
so
right.
You may want to go down to the Civic Center and...
Get out there and support your local sheriff.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of good stuff down there, actually.
Absolutely. We want to say hi to Mike and Patty in the chat room. You guys are great. Just let you know we know you're there. And let's see. I wanted to play a clip. I'm not sure if our guest is going to be here today.
I don't know. We have
line.
A phone call, so maybe we ought to see what we got going here with Bob.
What's going on, Bob?
Well, we have, you just mentioned Mike and Patty in the chat room. I believe it's Mike Smith joining us on the phone now.
All right. Well, Mike's on the phone.
Mike.
That was, coincidinky, quinky dinky there.
How you doing, Mike?
All right. How are you guys this morning?
The fun never stops.
Oh, we're doing good.
I would kind of like to get some information on what kind of options would, Tea Party groups have other than, say, 501c4s or c3s, if we wanted to just literally escape that business, what would be the best thing for us to do? You know, foundation or corporation or what?
Well, that's a $64 question.
I've only got 60, Mark.
You know, there's lots of other options. It's something that each individual group is probably going to want to sit down and talk to somebody like me that understands the difference between the entities and what you're looking to do, what you're looking to accomplish. The 501c4s and 3s are not off the table other than the fact that the IRS is illegally not approving them. Mm-hmm. But other ways that you could go would be an association. You can incorporate. You can get tax exempt status in the state of California. So there's a bunch of different ways you can go to avoid this IRS debacle and this illegal, you know, non-approval stonewall status. So, but, you know, I would probably look at doing an association, and you could set that up as an LLC or just a corporation or even just an association by itself, just by getting a bank account started. The problem with any of those things is that the deductions are not tax deductible typically. And that's why people go to the 501(4)s and the threes, is that you can get tax deductible contributions into them. You know, depending on whether they're for a business deduction or a charitable deduction. And again, there's stipulations and rules and all that kind of stuff with each one of those without getting into it. But does that answer your question, Mike?
Yes, we have some other routes, possibly association as an LLC, and
yeah, you could do a tax-exempt corporation in the state of California as well that wouldn't necessarily be tax-exempt at the federal level. So you can set it up to where, you know, there's nothing there anyway. Even if it's taxed as a corporation, in at the federal level, there could be no income tax because, if you spend the money on legitimately deductible stuff for the organization, then there, that, you know, that offsets any of the income as well. So there's lots of different ways to operate.
Right. Okay.
One thing I didn't want to interrupt you, Mike, but one thing, if they do an association, do they still have the $800 a year that they have to pay? Because some people don't realize different things.
Well, that's only in the state of California, not at the federal level. And so depending on what kind of corporation or LLC that you do, how you make the election, you want to try to get the exempt status in the state of California to avoid the $800 a year. So you can have the exempt status in the state of California and not necessarily have achieved it at the federal level. You could probably do it if you put you know, wrong way left wing dot, you know, org, I bet you get approved immediately.
Yes.
And you know, and if you said you were a Muslim wrong way .org, then you probably get approved before you submit your application.
Well, that is not bloody likely to happen.
Are you sure about that now, Mike?
Okay. Well, it's just that we have, you know, we're such a small group, and the tax thing doesn't matter to us because we don't get, you know, big old large donations.
Right.
Our donations, people won't really care that they're not going to write off.
And it's okay. You can get gifts under $12,000 from every person you know every year, and it's not a taxable event as well. So it's not a deduction to them. So it's a doable thing. If you're interested in doing that, you know, give me a call, Mike, and we'll set up a time, and, you know, I'll give you some options and, you know, show you how to, you know, move forward.
Okay, Mark. When does your season slow down? I know you're a busy guy.
In the year 2525.
Just give All right, I'll see you in five minutes.
Absolutely. Just give us a call and we'll set up a time.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
You might want to be careful about using that expression, move forward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so because move forward means moving backwards, even though you're moving right and not left. How screwed up is that? That's kind of like the old, 1984 where you change the meanings of all the words, you know, so that left is right and right is left, good is bad. And if it wasn't for evil, there'd be no good. So anyway.
Well, it's also, or at least it was for a time, MSNBC's logo.
Oh, was it?
Or slogan, whatever
it
is. That
shows you how much I listen to MSNBC.
Not that you'd have any reason to.
Yeah, if I want to listen to Propaganda Central, CNN, MSNBC, good places to go. So, with that, let's see. Did you cue that that one video up?
Oh, the one that you just mailed me.
Yeah,
give me just a moment.
Oh, yeah,
that.
No problem. Okay. No problem. That'll give us time to sort of lead into what we're going on. This is that, you know, we've been hearing all about this Ukraine and the deal and the violence over there, and on the mainstream media, you know, we hear about the Ukraine and it's about this and it's about that, and, you know, it's about whether they're going to go with Russia or the EU, you know, there's a lot of disinformation there. Well, I got a video that came out of somebody who was actually on the front line a couple of days ago in the Ukraine, and it's a lot different than we're being
really
shown on the TV. It's a little 2-minute play. Go ahead, Bob, and play that, and let's see if it's the same as the mainstream media.
I am the Ukrainian, the native of Kyiv, and now I am on Maidan, on
on the central part of my city. I want you to know why thousands of people all over my country are on the streets. There is only one reason. We want to be free from a dictatorship. We want to be free from the politicians who work only for themselves, who are ready to shoot, to beat, to injure people just for saving their money, just for saving their houses, just to saving their power. I want these people who are here, who have dignity, who are brave, I want them to live a normal life. We are civilized people, but our governments are barbarians. That's not a Soviet Union. We want our courts not to be corrupted. We want to be free. I know that maybe tomorrow we will have no phone, no internet connection, and we will be alone here. And maybe policemen will murder us one after another when it will be dark here. That's why I ask you now to help us. We have this freedom inside our hearts. We have this freedom in our minds. And now I ask you to build this freedom in our country. You can help us only by telling this story to your friends, only by sharing this video. Please share it. Speak to your friends, speak to your family, speak to your government, and show that you support us.
Now that's a little different viewpoint. Not that I'm saying that she's a, you know, and she's a very beautiful girl. I mean, you know, deep blue eyes, and you're just thinking, wow, she's sitting in the middle of this chaos when she should actually be going to, you know, school or something. And so I thought it was very powerful. And if you go to Facebook, Mark E. Kent, and, you know, get on my Facebook page, then you'll see these kind of videos that I'm posting. And I thought that was just powerful. I mean, they just want to be free. And what people don't seem to understand is it's the government over and over and over and over again that seems to be the problem. It's just how far do you let it go? You know, do you let it get to the point where it's a totalitarian government and the only recourse you do have is to riot and to fight back in order to, you know, and then you got the left that are going to try to use that chaos to take more power. So
yeah, but usually if you let it go too far, you can't get back a lot of the things you can't.
Yeah,
retrieve
so that's why we need to stand up and fight and get involved here. This is about your children. This is about your grandchildren. This is about you. This is about getting involved and even understanding what freedom is. Freedom is not getting what every politician promises you. Freedom is not about getting more stuff. Freedom is not about, you know, getting more benefits, more retirement. Freedom is not about, you know, these big union packages at the local level that steal from the people who are working. Freedom is not about getting more food stamps. Freedom is not about, you know, getting more benefits, more time off. Freedom is about being left alone by your government so you can prosper without them. Okay? Now, if you don't understand how that works and all you care about is standing in whatever line, whether it's healthcare or food stamps or welfare or down here at City Hall getting your bigger, fatter pension, then you're missing the boat and you don't understand freedom at all.
And we understand that it's going to take us a while to get back our country and get back to the freedoms that we are losing. This isn't going to happen overnight.
That's
like
right.
They were talking earlier, you know, and we the people, this is a long haul. We're in for it, you know, folks.
Well, if you look worldwide, all these riots that have been happening in Greece, you know, Argentina, Venezuela, you know, all of this stuff is directly related to the government overspending, the government promising everybody, and the government using those tools to gather more and more power. And if you can't see that happening in America right now, this guy promises everything under the sun, from cell phones to you name it, more food stamps, more unemployment. I mean, Pelosi sits up there and says, unemployment, oh, so you can be more free. Really?
You'll spend more money in the economy on unemployment.
So you can be an artist in the park or a surfer dude down by the beach, not working while you're living off someone else's dime? Yeah, that's the answer. Really? You got to be a moron to believe that. And you know something? There's a lot of morons out there that believe that.
Maybe. Yeah, but you can see now that, like you say, he's promised cell phones and all this different stuff. No matter what he has said in a few weeks, he says the opposite.
Well,
or does the opposite.
Not only
he
that.
He lies about whatever that.
Not only that, is your standard of living getting better out there? Is your standard of living going up or down with all these promises of utopian bulk baloney?
Yeah, be careful. Bob was going for the button. He was on his way.
He was poised.
He was.
He was poised like a cat in the jungle, ready to strike on an unwilling victim.
I was all over it.
With that, I think we probably go to a break. Obviously, our guest is having some problems. I hope everything's all right up there, BB.
Yeah, we hope they're his family and everything's okay. Again,
so I would just like to ask Nancy, while we're pursuing our surfing or artistic endeavors, how are we supposed to pay for our food, shelter, and clothing? She seems to leave that completely out of the equation.
That's because Nancy.
I mean, that's great. We got the health care covered, allegedly.
Well, I really think Trey Gowdy said it better than anybody that I've heard so far. She's unbelievably stupid and corrupt. And that's the real truth. She's up there, a millionaire's wife, living down there in Napa. She could care less about you guys out there. All she does is spew garbage and try to stay in power. And that's it.
Yeah, don't get me started, because she's one that I hate the most.
Thanks for throwing that out there, Bob.
All right, the fire's all lit now in the studio. You know, before we go to a break, if you want to call in, the number here is 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Mission Impossible. Yeah, this is Mission Possible.
Yes.
The mission is possible.
Yes, it is. With all the people out there and the support that we get, yep, it is.
Absolutely.
This program will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit here. We have some time to kill. And let's talk about the six California, that they want to create. Now we got, you know, if we start out, we want the state of Jefferson. Now all of a sudden we got movements for six states in the state of California. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, yeah. And I know yesterday at the gun show, a lot of people that stopped by the state of Jefferson area or thought we're all the same movement, and we need to let people know that we are not the same movement.
No, this is actually coming from a 55-year-old tech investor, Tim Draper, you know, and he says, you know, got permission from Secretary of State Deborah Bowen to start collecting petition signatures to split the California into six separate states. Now, does that make you think maybe this is kind of a plan to split our movement a little bit, maybe, and fragment it, and
Red herring.
Red herring, yeah. I mean, just saying. I mean, you know, we need to understand the issues just like we were talking before. And so with that, I want to explain a little bit about Reynolds versus Sims here. And so, you know, this comes from an article from the Constitutional Club that you might want to go to. It's constitutionalclub.ning.com. And the topic of the article is Dumber Than a Box of Rocks or Just Criminals Doing Their Job. And it shows the Supreme Court right there. Hey, what a bunch of guys, you know.
Sorry, I was laughing because that covers a lot of people, okay? You know, a lot of things right there in that package.
What's the matter for you, you know? I mean, so, you know, did you know that the Congress was prohibited in Article 5 of the Constitution from ever proposing an amendment that would deprive any state of equal representation in the Senate? The framers of the Constitution wanted to guarantee that the people would have equal representation in the House of Representatives and the states would have equal representation in the Senate. Now, most people are probably not familiar with Reynolds versus Sims. and what does that got to do with the state of Jefferson? Well, the state of Jefferson, excuse me, I better take a cough drop here. The state of Jefferson is being formed or going, and we're going after the state of Jefferson so we can split off because we don't no longer have a representative form of government. We no longer have a Republican form of government. And that was pretty much across the country due to Reynolds versus Sims. The court ruled that the counties, instead of having equal representation where each county would have a single senator then that would elect the state, the federal senator, the United States senator. And what people don't understand is that completely screwed the whole thing up across the board. Excuse me. I'm having
a lot of people don't realize with this is a different way of splitting off and making the state of Jefferson than what previously was brought about in 1941.
Right. What we want is the state of Jefferson. But let's go back to this Reynolds versus Sims and why it's important to this. Because it used to be that our U.S. senators, oh, man.
Hang in there.
Let me get a cough drop here and see if I can get this thing to stop. As soon as we get to some important news here, what's happening is all of a sudden I'm having a coughing fit here. So anyway.
I'm telling you, Matt, it's the chemtrails.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if they're spraying H1N1 and not telling us.
They were all over the sky this week.
Oh, yes, they were.
Unbelievable.
We were playing tic-tac-toe up there all week.
Of course, that's just normal clouds, according to our local news and weatherman.
Okay, so let's get back to...
Okay, so what this is important is because we used to elect the senators based on a senator, a state senator from each county. And if you look at California as an example of that, we now have one state senator for the whole North State and 26 in L.A., for example. What they did was this was a power shift from the local rural counties and each one having a Republican form of government, representative government in Sacramento, and those senators would then elect the U.S. senator. And the power of that is that everybody was getting represented at the local level. You have to understand this because this is hugely important. If this thing get turned over, this is going to reverse everything across the United States. And this is some leverage that the state of Jefferson guys have because this needs to be pursued one way or the other regardless of whether the state splits off or not. Now, what that means, and I used to hear this and say, what's so important about that? Think about it, California as the example. If all of a sudden every county had a state senator in Sacramento, LA would have one state senator, for example, L.A. County, and now we would have 26 state senators up here to elect the federal senator. Do you think that that would guarantee Boxer and Feinstein the same positions that they have now that's based on a popular vote?
Right.
That was why the founding fathers put that in there, to make sure that you didn't, weren't able to control big population centers that would vote out the rights of all the rural
counties. And that's what's happened here in California. I do believe, isn't it, in Wyoming, they've already done this. Wyoming or Montana?
No, I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, one of them have already done this on, Sims.
Nebraska?
Well,
it might be. It's one of them have changed it, so they have equal representation in their state because of this.
Well, this is an example of understanding what's going on and understanding the rules and understanding how these things affect you, because if we reverse that in California, for example, and that's going to change this dynamics of who's the representatives in the U.S. Senate, and that got overturned at the U.S. level, that would overturn every one of these in every state. And have state, now counties would have state senators across the nation, and the balance of power would shift out of these big population centers.
And our votes would really count.
And our votes would count, and guess what? It would overturn and take us back to a much more conservative government, a much more rurally representative of the people who are actually working instead of sitting in their butts in L.A. on the beach collecting food stamps. That have an equal vote for a guy who's a farmer producing food
right.
out by New Bieber or MacArthur or someplace. Right now, that farmer's not getting represented, but the guy on the beach on food stamps is.
Right. And not just once, many times.
Many times over. So it's fundamentally wrong across the board. That's why the founding fathers thought that that was so important to keep that out. And, you know, the Republican form of government, we're supposed to have a Republican form of government in the state of California by law. So this was a power grab. Nobody realized back then, because we weren't involved, exactly the extent of the power grab. And now we're seeing the full ramifications of not following the Constitution as it was originally intended and written by the founding fathers.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be a democracy. This
no.
is a republic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the founding fathers said they call a democracy a mobocracy, and they said that form of government failed every single time.
Well, it's been proven time and time again, and they knew that when the founding fathers started.
We are a constitutional republic.
Yes.
And Ben Franklin said, when he came out of the Constitution convention, said, well, you know, he was asked, what did you get? What form of government did you give us? And he said, a republic, if you can hang on to it. And that's exactly what we're doing right now, folks. You better start getting involved so you can start hanging on to your freedom, or you're going to end up like that person in Kiev if you're not careful, wondering yeah. why you're having to battle the police this evening instead of going to school, just so you can have some freedom to save your money instead of have it pilfered by the government and the banks and whoever else is in charge. Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
But it is true.
I think I went off on a rant there.
And we can do this. Like I say, there's other states. I'll have to look it up and have it next week, whether it was Montana or Wyoming. They've already done this, so they get equal representation, so their votes do count.
Well, we'll try to follow back up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the real deal is, am I getting mad? You bet I'm getting mad. And if you're not getting mad out there, then, you know, I have zero tolerance at this point almost for anybody who is so lazy, so uninformed, or so only worried about themselves that they don't want to get involved in staying free, or they think that some communist this model of government, like the commie-in-chief that we got going right now, they think that form of government is somehow going to give them more stuff. How's it working out there right now for you guys? I think we're almost out of time.
I think we are. So
we got one minute.
So don't forget, Sam Paredes will be at the Reading Tea Party this Monday night, 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship. And also don't forget about our fundraiser coming on March 8th at Wind River. So get your tickets now.
Very good. So when you hear a quote from this, like the founding fathers that I cite every week, this one from George Washington, maybe you need to study what the meaning is. Maybe you need to understand what he's talking about when he says government is not reason. And he says government is not eloquence. He says it's force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Maybe you need to look into why that was so important to our founding fathers and why they set up a government to be free from government. So we would maintain our freedom over the time as it goes by.
Okay,
anyway,
I think we're going to try to have Fred Kelly Grant held over. from We the People, so we'll have a lot of good stuff. So this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
One guest on two shows. I like that. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. One of the world's most wanted drug traffickers is now in custody.
Joaquin Chapo Guzman was arrested at a condo in a seaside Mexican resort city early Saturday. It was a joint Mexican-U.S. operation. Attorney General Eric Holder has personally thanked Drug Enforcement Administration agents for their role in the arrest of the Sinaloa cartel leader. Gordon Griffin, SRN News.
And the head of the House Homeland Security Committee wants Guzman here.
I would ask that the Mexicans consider extraditing him to the United States, where he will be put in a supermax prison under tight security where he cannot escape and be brought to justice with a life imprisonment sentence.
Texas Republican Michael McCaul on ABC TV's This Week program. Guzman did escape from a Mexican prison in 2001. Despite questions about the legitimacy or legality of their actions, the newly emboldened Ukrainian